Thank you so much, Don. I am here with Adelaide, who came all the way from the Republic of Georgia for Lotus Blossoms this year. They will be performing tonight, doing a yodeling workshop and a performance at the Lotus Fire Bay tonight at 7 p.m., and that's at 105 North Rogers, on Thursday at the School of Global and International Studies at 7, and on Friday the 12th, they'll be in Indianapolis at the Sidney Lois Eskenazi Hospital. Thank you so much for joining me today, Adelaide.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and get started with our first song.
Okay.
WFHB for a Lotus Live session. They'll be performing tonight at the Lotus Fire Bay at 105 North Rogers, hosting a yodeling workshop and performing there as well, and that will start at 7. Again, thank you so much for joining us and for that wonderful first song. Can you go ahead and introduce the group?
Yes. We are Ensa Badile. We come from country Georgia, which is like in between of Europe and Asia. Mm-hmm. And we start singing like as an ensemble, maybe it's our 7 years, I think. And we gathered as friends and as Gurian music lovers. And Guria is a very special region in Georgia. Sometimes people call Gurian music Georgian jazz because they have a toughest polyphony. All the voices are very independent and very movable. And the key thing, like in Gurian music, and not only in Gurian music, generally in Georgian traditional music, is that you have to improvise and sing your own melody. You can change the lyrics, like direct the tempo of music, and it's like qualities, same qualities are in the jazz. To sing the Gurian music, you need to rehearse. It's not like this, you just listen stuff and you gather and sing, because it's polyphonic music, so you know your voice, but you have to fit each other. So that's why we started our rehearsals, and here we are.
Wonderful. So it really is important to have a group that knows how to sing together more than just how to sing specific songs.
Yes, definitely. There can be like people who know their voices perfectly, something perfectly, but if they they maybe could not sing together well. So say it needs another kind of quality and experience.
Definitely.
Singing together.
Definitely. And that first song was Lekebemarum Damichires.
Yes.
And yeah, we had a string instrument on that, the chonguri, is that right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about?
Okay, chonguri is like our traditional instrument, which comes from west part of Georgia. And usually we use instruments as an accompaniment of singing, but we have plenty of different kind of instruments, and they have also their own repertoire without singing. And sometimes they are used to like for dance music, and people dance on it. And this one has it's interesting because it has four strings and no frets. So you have to like by ear choose, find the right place to put your finger. And there was also one thing about this chonguri that in Georgia we have like was different kind of scale of singing of music. It was not European, and it's one additional like additional goal to reach for artists the right place to place his finger.
Right, you got kind of the microtones, the kind of in between the European scale notes. Yeah. Wonderful. Great. And so you've been together for quite a while, and you clearly have a very good grasp on kind of the Gurian traditions that you're talking about. Why do you sing that from that specific region?
Because most of us come actually from Guria. That's one of the reasons. And second one is like that Guria is very cool.
Yeah.
Because it's like full of like fun, and it's very intellectual music. All the voices, as I said, it's very independent, and they have great music. But it's, I can tell the same about other regions. But it's about, you know, for example, all the regions differ from one each other very much. And generally, if you take the country, it's very small. We are like 3.7 million, all of us. And we have like 15 musical regions, something like this. And all of them, even though they share some same songs, but they have their own their own versions of it. And even some villages have its own version in the same region. So it's like a freestyle thing. And it depends on a performer. He can make say any song like top like quality thing.
Definitely. Well, let's go ahead and move on to our next song, if you're ready for that. Wonderful.
The previous this song is like still west part of Georgia, and it's like when guests meet their host, they're singing, there's some kind of dialogue between them. It comes also west part of Georgia, and listen it. It's Maspintel Samkhier also.
Maspintel Samkhier Osa, Maspintel Samkhier Osa, Dilay Dilarada, Kaustom Rebi Samar Rebi, Aralo Taralo, Dilay Dilo. Хвастом репса дила вай дила ла 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 горчевни аерти ворса арало тарало дила вай дило е
Wonderful. Adelaide here on Lotus Live on the air in the WFHB studios. That was Maspintelsa. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And so tonight you're doing a yodeling workshop.
That's right.
And have you done those before at different places, or is this a first time?
No. It's not our first. Actually, it's our second time in USA. And we had 2 years ago, we were touring for 1 month, and we had different kind of workshops. Some of them included yodeling and learning them, teaching them Korean songs. And actually, Guria is connected to the Yodel, mostly. Let's say it should be fun.
Yeah, definitely. And that'll be at 7 p.m. at the Lotus Fire Bay tonight, and that's at 105 North Rogers. What kind of experiences have you had kind of introducing that to people in the United States?
Today, for example, we had like one of the best audience we had. They were children from schools. They started from 3 to like maybe 10, something like this. And they're very positive, very supportive. And when you sing like 10 songs, they come and dance. And it was our pleasure to meet them. But we have also different kind of auditoriums, professors and like students of Columbia University, Dartmouth, Harvard, and this kind of communities. So we had sometimes we perform in the bars or some kind of artistic places. So the auditorium is quite different. And most of the time what we see is that everyone is touched by Yodel.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone likes it. But in Georgia, we don't call it Yodel, actually. We call it Krimanchuli. In Georgia, also, we speak Georgian.
Yes.
We have our language, so everything has its own name.
Great. Wonderful. And that style is it specific to Gurian music? Is it in the other regions' music as well?
There is some other regions which has Yodel-type voice. But actually, there is different kind of types, but actually two types of it, of Yodel. But eventually was developed in Guria, and Gurians are like most well-known in this field. But we have still other regions where you can find like Yodel technique while singing.
Great. And what is kind of the process with so many different traditions? Like, how do you decide what you as a group want to sing?
It's like a personal thing, you know, what you like, you bring it to choir, and then you sing it. And it's not about only rehearsals. We just we like to hang out together, tour together, and drink together, and that's what we do. We are singing for our joy, and that's, as I said, that's why we created this ensemble. So we pick the music what we love.
Great.
That's all.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and hear our next song, which is A Christmas Carol, I believe.
Okay, let's sing it. There was a tradition that during Christmas Eve, people gather and they go from one house to another. And they're celebrating Christmas by singing Christmas carols. We call it Alilo. And there are a lot of versions of it, and we will sing one of them, which comes from Guria, Aketi village, actually. Let's listen. It's a trio song.
Alilo arto. Tassa voida odelie heli chagal gaia tassa vo ori avarela amori regroshi fuli voida odelie da. She void a holy eras quasi evaiam.
Adelaide with a Lotus Live session from the WFHB studios. And that song was Alilo, a Christmas carol. They'll be performing tonight at the Lotus Fire Bay at 7, doing a yodeling workshop and a performance. And you actually have three events in Indiana coming up in the next few days, I think. You've got one in one at the Lotus Fire Bay, and you've got one at the University, the School of Global and International Studies. So you've got very different kind of venues that you're doing. So what should our listeners who come and see you expect to experience? What do you want them to kind of come away with?
Okay. So this is a thing that maybe what I like about touring is that meeting like new culture, and what they have to experience is that like they will find the people who are living on another side of the world. But there's things that music has some kind of language. It's language, communication language that you can like express, exchange your like feelings, your like mood, and all these things that which you can, for example, tell by words. But maybe more of it, so they can like touch like new culture and new kind of understanding of joy or sadness or any kind of feeling which like created the songs. So it's like more about like to see the like to enrich your like view.
Wonderful.
In the life.
Yeah.
That's what I think is main thing.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. And where can our listeners find out more about what you're doing online?
Oh yeah, we are online. If you type Adelaide, you Google it, we are on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, any social media, or like even on Amazon. And so you can find our recordings. And as well as we made also practice materials, which means that it's now we released our second edition, which means that online you can find like 20 recordings of Trojan Treasure on polyphony, which includes like you can just listen top voice, first voice, or middle voice, or bass, and it comes with lyrics and annotations, so you know what you are singing. And so if you want to learn it, you can just listen it and more easily try to learn this culture.
That's exciting,
yeah.
Having it kind of broken into the different parts. Wonderful. Would you like to do one last song for us?
Okay, let's do it. As we talked a lot about Guri and Yodel, let's sing Guri and Hasan Begura, which is like for Guri and some kind of hymn. If you ask them what is their most important song, they will definitely say that Hasan Begura. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Hey, 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 hey
stunning vocal harmonies from Adelaide, performing Choral Polyphony from the Republic of Georgia, giving us some Georgian jazz to close out the Lotus Live session here on WFHB. And they will be performing tonight at the Lotus Fire Bay at 7, 105 North Rogers, doing a workshop and performance. And on the 11th at the School of Global and International Studies at 7 at 355 North Jordan. Thank you all again so much for coming in and performing with us
today.
Thank
you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely a pleasure. And I will turn it back over to you, Danson Don.